From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The largest U.S. Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization is expressing hope the U.S. military strike in Syria is signaling a reversal of President Trump's stance on banning U.S. entry to people from six majority Muslim countries, including Syria. The Council of American Islamic Relations wants the U.S. to impose economic and diplomatic sanctions on any individual, group, or government that has a role in the continuing genocide in Syria. Trump ordered a missile attack on Syria in retaliation of an apparent chemical weapons attack in Syria, which killed dozens of civilians, including children, with an apparent nerve gas. Thursday night, dozens of U.S. cruise missiles targeted an airbase in western Syria. Here now from President Trump.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
Syrian State TV called the U.S. strike an act of aggression. Russia's deputy chairman of defense committee said Moscow may terminate interaction with the U.S. military regarding Syria. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.